welcome to Vacation Station, hosted by Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazines.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Adventures in Asheville show. We love to do this show because we love Asheville and we love our friends Steve and Karen Wilson, who own and run the beautiful Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast in the heart of the Montford Historic District in Asheville, North Carolina. We do this show with them every first Tuesday, and they always bring some really cool guests on the show. And today we're going to be talking about, well, let's talk about floating bar crawls. We're going to go hiking. We're going to do river floats to local craft breweries. I mean, how's this sounding so far? I'm thinking it sounds really good. This entire region, not only is Asheville a cool, vibrant city, full of art, restaurants, it is beer city, or USA, so that's important. There's distilleries too. A lot of art. But the whole area is home to nature. It is, like, if you love nature and the outdoors, and June, by the way, is the great outdoors month, this is a place for you. You've got Smoky Mountains National Park. You've got the Blue Ridge Mountains, Smoky Mountains, Blue Ridge Parkway. You've got Pisgah National Forest. You've got Chimney Rock State Park. And the list goes on and what you can do. So first off, before we get our special guest on the show, Cody Kelly on, I want to bring back Steve and Karen from the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. Steve and Karen, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Listen, I know Memorial Weekend's just passed. Is it feeling summer at the inn? How are the dogs? how are things going at the inn? Yeah?
It's good. Things are good. We had a little bit of a rainy weekend, which put a damper on things, but we're back to having some nice weather, perfect for getting outdoors and exploring.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Steve, we keep following you on Facebook and the salamander photos. Is it still salamander season, or, you know, that little bit of rain was probably good for them, but do they start creeping away at this time?
Oh, yeah. We didn't see as many as last time, but we had to search a little harder. But everything else, we found some other neat stuff, some other crazy-looking insects, and not as many wildflowers. But whenever we get a rain, if we get up there and it starts raining at the same time, sometimes they just come pouring out of the side of the hills. So, literally. <Wow.
laughs> The salamanders?
Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Very cool. Very crazy. Cool. Well, I remember last summer, Nancy says hi, y'all. She's got her head in the computer with dogs. Anyway, that's Nancy's life, but she loves Asheville. But you took us on a really cool hike in Pisgah National Forest. Now it was Stewart's Knob. Am I getting it right this time? Is that where we were?
Sam Knob.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Sam Stewart. But those butterflies and wildflowers, I still can't get past that hike with mountains changing every few minutes, and just getting out there on the parkway to get there is gorgeous. And then you've got all those waterfalls too. So it's
absolutely.
Yeah. For everyone just to know about the Lion and the Rose, this is a beautiful Victorian bed and breakfast, and Steve makes a killer breakfast. So, you know, gets you fueled up for a day of outdoor adventures. Karen makes killer brownies. And when you check in, you get a beer at the door. Now, that is amazing. So what's on tap for the summer?
We just kicked one of the wheat kegs, and we put our IPA in there. And we actually still have a little bit of the chocolate stout, but we got some more on deck. So we're just doing a lot of brewing lately. It seems like every couple of weeks we're brewing now. So,
well, that's a good thing, because you've got that little kegerator thingy going on. What's that about for everyone to know, since, you know, Beer City USA, and since we're going to be talking about floating with Cedar Rock Adventures, floating to breweries, I think this is a good way to end your day after floating and drinking beer. Have more.
we had our first two guinea pigs for our new little in-room kegerator. It holds a gallon of beer, and so far we haven't heard any complaints about it, so it sounds like it's working pretty good.
Did they drink the beer?
They're enjoying
it. 8 pints of beer.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep.
Nice.
They've been enjoying it over the last couple of days.
Wow. Yep. So that's for the big suite, right? You have to book the big suite for a certain period of time. Oh,
it's actually all the rooms except for Margaret Grace, the smallest room. There's no room to put the keg. Every other room, we have some space. So whichever room, as long as they book 4 nights, they can get the keg.
Yep. Well, if it goes well, we'll change things up and offer it to everybody.
And so is it whatever's on tap, or could I request the Dirty Godiva chocolate stout?
Yeah, if you request it far enough ahead, we can brew something up for you. And
yeah,
cool.
At least we just need a little bit of notice, because
I do want to try that IPA. Yeah, the IPA is something I want to taste. Yeah. And also beer mosas for breakfast on Sundays after you've done a lot of brewery touring the night before. Steve makes a really good Sunday breakfast to help you out, and a beer mosa gets you back on track and make probably you'll want to go back out again. So everyone, lion-rose.com is the website for Steve and Karen's bed and breakfast. And all the links are in the show notes. And we're going to be talking with Cody Kelly here. He is the owner of Cedar Rock Adventures. Their website is cedarrockadventures.com. So welcome, Cody. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Are you ready for a beer after all that conversation about beer?
Always. That's the problem with living in Beer City. It's always time for another beer.
Oh, I love this. Well, I love that you're putting nature and the outdoors and beer together. I did not know that you could float and go to a brewery. Like, that's insane. Like, cool. Like, cool insane. You've got all these different adventures, a floating bar crawl, a mountain summit hiking adventure. I want to talk about that. The Biltmore River float, canoe the river to local craft breweries, and a private raft brewery tour. So let's talk about brewery tours and on the water. Because, I mean, do you paddle right up to a brewery, or how does that work?
So we're in the River Arts District, and it's right kind of downtown Asheville, just about a mile or two from downtown Asheville. The French Broad River just flows through, and there's great little spots. Now that we're not paddling right up to a wet bar where we're in the boat and getting to the brewery, we tie up, and it's 3 to 5 minute walk over to the stops. So and what's really neat is there's no sign, there's no marking telling you it. So it's really you need a local guide to take you there, because if you float down the river yourself, you're never going to know where the spots are. We kind of handpicked and looked at where we could get out. We had our takeouts are a little rustic. We don't have a sidewalk. There's not, stairs with a handrail. It's kind of a jungle experience. You climb up a little rope, and you get up to a park and walk through the park, and all of a sudden, boom, here you are at Cascade Lounge. It's a great little dive bar right in West Asheville, very local spot. You don't see many tourists. Tourists aren't really going to even know it exists. So as you're traveling to Asheville, and you're probably going to go hit Wicked Weed, one of the biggest, most well-known breweries, you probably are not going to find the Cascade Lounge, but you come with us, you're going to get to experience something that's really unique and special. Sundays, they have live bluegrass music out in the back courtyard. So grab a beer, hear some live music, and then we'll pop back into the raft or the canoe and go on to the next spot.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? This sounds like my dream. And also, I like it that you can go traipsing through the jungle for a couple minutes, but you're not in there for 20 hours, right? You come out of the bush, I'm like, I'm ready for a beer, and maybe you've skidded down on your butt, so now you could be all muddy. It's like that's the adventurers come to the brewery, and that you go to a dive bar, that's even better. I haven't been to an Asheville dive bar yet. That must be done.
That's true.
Everybody must go to dive bars. They're the they're the coolest thing. So the dive bar, I'm presuming, serves beer, right? They have to.
Yeah, they've got beer, they've got liquor, wine. They've got a little of everything. We try to get people to keep in mind this is our first stop, and we got a few more to go to. So going for the hard liquor can be not the smartest choice, but keep everything in moderation.
Well, a little margarita, something like that. Lighthearted, but there's a little tequila in there.
Yeah, a little Bloody Mary on a Sunday morning.
Oh, this is perfect. So people drive to where you are, then you float down the river. So are you doing the paddling? Are people having a beer, then paddling? How does that part work? Because it looks like you can canoe, raft, all kinds of things.
So we have two types of trips. We've got the canoe trip and we have the raft trip. The raft trip is really, you kind of sit back, relax. You don't have to do much. We actually only have, the guide has a paddle and there's two extra paddles on the boat. Sometimes we have a headwind. Sometimes people want to paddle. But if there's no headwind, we don't even need anybody to do any work. The river's gently flowing us down. The guide sort of throws in some strokes, keeps us moving, takes us where we need to go. So it's really just kind of a sit back, relax with your friends. We'll bring a Bluetooth speaker. You know, we'll find some music everyone likes. And it's just a real fun time to sit and float. If we're lucky, we can see some great blue herons, sometimes some river otters. Usually we'll see duck and geese.
River otters?
Yeah, they're here. It's incredible. Now, granted, I've only seen it, I think, 5 times. So they're very secretive and hidden, but we do occasionally get to see a river otter.
I want to see a river otter. That is really cool. That is really cool. Do you get beaver out there too?
No, the river's really, really wide, so they tend to stay on some of the narrower channels. So I haven't seen a beaver on the French Broad River. Not to say they don't exist, but I haven't seen it.
Well, they've got to be in the area, though, right? And like some little streams and stuff.
Totally. So that's the raft trip. Now the canoe is a little different. The canoe, you're in a 2-person canoes, tandem canoes. And then you are paddling. So you have a guide that's in a boat by themselves, and they sort of kind of fly around, hover, check in with everybody, and keep everyone together. And it's a more active, it goes a little quicker because obviously the canoes glide over the water faster. And we do not go to Cascade Lounge with the canoes because the bank is a little too steep to try to get out of from the canoes. Whereas the raft is higher up and we can get up that bank. So we don't go to Cascade Lounge with canoes. We head straight to the Wedge area. And that is another fantastic, one of the best microbreweries in town. Their signature beer is the Iron Rail. It is absolutely delicious IPA. And depending on the day of the week, we have 12 Bones Barbecue there as well, which is some of the best barbecue in North Carolina. They, however, are only open Monday through Wednesday. So my weekend trips don't get to do 12 Bones. I wish they were open on the weekend, but they're not. So we spent some more time at the Wedge. Also in that area is a place called Marquee. It's an art space inside of a building. And it's a bunch of art all everywhere. Just walking through and there's a bar in there. So you can grab a beer in your hand, walk around, look at the art. It's a great time. And as well, there's a food truck there that's got the Chop Shop, does great burgers and hot dogs. So get some food in the belly. So we'll hang out there. Yeah. And then we head back to the river, get back in again, and we float down to our final spot, New Belgium Brewery. Biggest and best breweries around. And it's got a beautiful deck looking over the river. It's a great place to celebrate all the good times we've had on the river and get a great picture from the deck looking at the river we just floated down.
And they normally have food trucks, don't they? I remember there being food trucks.
Yes. Yep. Yes, there's a food truck at New Belgium as well. So lots of opportunity for food and drink throughout the trip.
Mm-hmm. And you might see Steve and Karen there with Oreo and Ozzy, their little dogs.
You might.
You never know. You might see them at one of the breweries. They like to hop around too and make sure they do their research for their guests. But this is really cool. What if people do want to go midweek or like if they have a special group, like, you know, a bachelorette party? Like to me, would be a more my style of a bachelor, not that I'm going to do like a thing like marriage, but just saying other people do normal things but I'm thinking like that would be a really cool memorable adventure, like families getting together, you know, special events, because I think, you know, travelers now really want to, there's a getaway for quick relaxing romantic adventure kind of thing. But then there's also people are going, you know what, if we're going to travel, let's make memories. Let's have something that changes the way we remember things and make it really fun and special. So do people do that with you instead of doing always the same weekend where they can have their friends and family?
Yeah, we run trips 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And we can always request a special occasion. You know, we have four rafts, so we can handle groups all the way up to 30 people. And we've been doing a lot of bachelor and bachelorette parties this season. We started mid-April, and I would say 80% of our trips have been bachelor and bachelorette parties so far. And everyone's just been having a blast. It's been so much fun.
Wow. See, that is the way to roll. I think, you know, it's we're changing from the, you know, the typical Vegas crazy hangover thing. this sounds more fun to me, a little bit of party, but also out in nature with friends and doing something cool. And you don't have to be like the world's best athlete to do this, right?
No.
I mean, I drink beer, so I'm just saying.
Yeah. People always ask, you know, do I need to be an experienced canoeist? And you really don't, because the river is so forgiving and so relaxing. It's there's no rapids. It's just gentle, easy going. I mean, our only obstacles are two bridges we have to go underneath. And, you know, obviously you don't want to hit the pylons for the bridge. And that's it. That's the only thing you got to avoid doing.
Now, what happens if I capsize the canoe? Because that's a possibility.
It can happen. It's really not a big deal. The river's very shallow. A lot of times you can just stand up. You're like, oh, man, see? I'm in the water. The guide will quickly paddle over. He'll take care of, or she will take care of the boat. And we just ask
people. And everyone will take photos and laugh.
And everyone's going to take photos, and it's going to be a memory. And you're like, you're the one that went over.
You did it. I love it. So I love that you're doing these floats, but then also the hiking adventure. I want to hear about that, because the mountain summit, that's a thing, you know, elevation changes can mess with people a little bit. So I think it's really cool to go on a guided hike and also just to know what you're seeing, because it really is night and day. I mean, like, Steve, you were posting photos of the laurel, the mountain laurel, the other day. And I'm like, man. I mean, is that not like the epitome of gorgeous? It's like when you have all the azaleas and the rhododendrons and all of that. And yet, like salamanders, you don't see salamanders like if you're from the, you know, the West. Oh, well, you can get them up in Yosemite and in the Sierra Nevadas, but it's just different. What you guys have in your backyard is incredibly amazing and different for people if they've never been there. So that's what I really love about guided hikes is just knowing what you're looking at. I mean, do you eat that mushroom or not? Or is that snake something you need to, you know, maybe not play with? Tell us about this hiking adventure. Is it one specific path you always do, or?
So I have two hikes. Originally, the name Cedar Rock Adventures comes from this mountain out in Pisgah National Forest called Cedar Rock. And it's kind of my signature hike. It's a full day excursion because it's about an hour and 20 minute drive to get to the trailhead from Asheville. So we have to do that out and back. The hike itself is 2 miles up, 2 miles down, but we gained 1600 feet in those 2 miles. So it is, it's an exercise, and it's very exciting. I call it an adventure hike because there's three sections where I set up a hand line with a rope where it's what they call it, a fourth class scramble. So you're on this exposed rock at about a 45 degree angle. So technically you could go up it without the rope, but having it be the first time you've ever done it, it's much more comfortable to have the hand line for just give you that security of I'm safe. You don't need harnesses. You don't need helmets. It's not that. And I've had 7-year-olds do it, and I think my oldest person was 71 that did it. So you don't have to be an athlete. You just need to be able to hike up a mountain, and the views are unbelievable. You get out there. It's also a trail that You will not see other tourists on.
Nice.
It's a lot of rock climbers that come to that area because it's near an area where there's a lot of good vertical climbing, you know, professional with ropes and helmets. So we're kind of right in that zone near them, but we're doing what is just a hike and a walk, and the view at the top, unbelievable. 360 degree view. And you earned every step of that view. It's really an incredible feeling to know that you've kind of put some sweat on the trail to get up and turn around, and you look at where we came from, and you're just like, wow, this is amazing.
I want.
Yeah.
I want. I want.
I've been doing this hike since 1999. So I think I've hiked this hike more than any other hike I've ever done in my life.
Wow.
And I never get tired.
You must be super fit to be doing this.
I really have to work off all the beer I keep drinking on the beer tours.
Well, so I was going to say, this hike to me, I'm sorry, but I would be packing a little something in my backpack, and we are known for it, but we're very stealth about it, even though I just blabbed about it. Because when you get to the top of something like that, you know, a friend of ours does guides up in Yosemite, and, you know, he goes, you get to the, if you do El Capitan or you do some of these, you know, hikes, major, major hikes, if you do El Capitan, I'll be cheering for you forever. But when, you know, when you do some, you know, massive hikes or, you know, like the John Muir Trail and stuff like that, when you get to the top, like the way you're saying, when you reach, you know, the Cedar Rock summit and you have that 360 degree view and you know you're seeing the vultures and the hawks and you're up there with the raptors, you know, it's amazing. You've got to not have just, here's your little granola bar. No, nobody said you can't take that leftover slice of pizza up to the top and enjoy it. I mean, nobody said you can't take a little brewski and keep it cold all the way to the top. I mean, good luck trying to keep it cold, but you get my drift. You know, you don't want to be drinking too much that you roll down and then land in the canoe, but you want to celebrate. You know, with the view. So,
what I like to do is after we finish the hike, our way back into town, there's two great breweries. There's Oscar Blues and there's Sierra Nevada brewery. And so a lot of times we'll go do a celebration beer at one of those breweries afterwards to kind of look at our photos, get some food. And it's just, it's a great way to cap it off.
Nice.
And relax.
Definitely.
Wow. So I know that you've been doing, you know, Cedar Rock Adventures since 1996. So you are well informed and know, you know, the mountains.
Cedar Rock is 5 years old. I've been leading trips since the mid 90s, but the company itself doing these tours is about 5 years old.
Well, hey, five is good, but I mean, you've put your feet out there, you know, for a while. And so that's what's always cool to go with a guide to, you know, be able to ask questions and know and learn, you know, and do that. And I love that you have the breweries afterwards. That's always fun to have that party time at the end. But yeah, I mean, to do this and do it every day, and you're saying like, it's different every day. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful life that you're having, quite frankly. He doesn't want to hike or float and then, you know, end the day with a good beer. And pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why we live here. Because there's, like you said, there's just so much to do here. And, you know, I worked an office job for a while as project managing construction projects and sitting in front of a computer. And I was just going, this is not what I want to do. And I'm going to get back to what I love doing, which is being outside on the river, on a mountain, and just figured out a way to make a living to do it.
Oh, perfect. Well, good for you. I love this. Awesome. Now, Steve, tell us about your adventure with Cody. What did you and Karen do?
Well,
I think you were in the water.
Yeah, we did the raft. Us and another couple of girlfriends that were together. I think one of the girls came down from Michigan to see her friend from Nashville, and they ended up out in Nashville. But it was nice tour, nice and peaceful. There's almost nobody on the river. We saw some really big turtles. The Cascade Bar is a really neat little place. It's got a nice back area. All you have to do is get out of the raft, climb up the side of the bank, and cross the street, and you're there.
Wow.
Other than that, we did have to do a little paddling because we had a pretty strong headwind coming into us in points, but it's not that big a deal. I mean, get a little exercise, you're going
made it fun.
burn off your first beer and get ready for the next one.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. That's a good way of looking at it. I mean, that's the cool thing is to just get out. And when you're on the water, it's just a different view. And don't you think, Cody, then, you know, there's hiking, which we all love, but then being in the water, you know, the birds kind of like look at you like you're a floating bird, like a big duck. You know what I mean? They tend to accept you a little bit if you're quiet and calm. They kind of accept you more, I think, when you're in the water.
It's just nice. It's just nice to be part of nature and floating along. It's just so relaxing.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was.
I love it.
It is.
Well,
definitely. Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to ask about the Biltmore River float. Are you going around the Biltmore moat of the castle? like, tell us about that, because we're talking about all the nature, but I was like, what are you doing? You've got the big moat. I don't think they have a moat there, but
So that section is it's really nice because it's remote. It's a little bit of a longer trip, 7 miles versus our beer tour is a 4 mile float. And once we drop in, it's a little bit, we're committed. We got to go all the way out to the next takeout. And it gets quiet out there. You know, we get away from the roads. And it's the Biltmore property is on the right-hand side the whole way through. And we float down and eventually we get a nice view of the actual Biltmore estate. So it's a great photo opportunity to take a picture of the Biltmore from the river. We're more likely to see wildlife on that trip because there's no cars. There's no foot traffic on the brewery tour. We have Carrier Park along the whole way and there's a bike path. So there's lots of people, jogging, riding their bikes. So that can, you know, obviously scare up the animals and get them to hide a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas on the Biltmore section, we're more likely to see, yeah, different birds, turtles, maybe the elusive river otter. And there are a couple good little ripples. There's just a little bit more excitement in terms of there's some little class 1 rapids, which is really fun. And I really this trip is great for families. Like if you've got young kids, obviously doing a brewery tour with your 5-year-old is not really what we advertise, and it's an 18 up.
Right.
Tour for that. But so when you've got family in town and if you don't have a raft and you've never guided a boat, because I mean you could certainly do it yourself, but we offer it if you're just like, hey, take care of all logistics for me. I just want to be able to take my family down the river, see some great things. And in the summer months, when it gets warm, the water's a nice temperature, you can just slide off the raft and just float next to the boat, hang on to the boat and just float in the river. It's a great way to cool off when it's 85 degrees and sunny.
Nice. Oh my gosh. This sounds fun. I want to do that one. I love beer though, but I have to wait. I'll wait.
Well,
we always bring a
cooler too. So in the Biltmore, you can pack a picnic lunch, throw a couple beers in the cooler and float down and enjoy the views.
When in Beer City, USA, one must be one.
That's
with
right.
The beer,
yeah.
With
right.
The brewskis. Yeah, I like this. I like that. To be able to have that quiet experience, even when you're still actually technically in the city in a way, it's I don't think Asheville's a city though. I have a hard time thinking that. I know
it's getting bigger.
I know.
And bigger.
I know. But
yeah,
it still feels like chilled out.
Five 5 o'clock on Haywood Road. I'm like, oh my God, there's so many cars now.
No, see, by that time, hanging out at the bed and breakfast at the Lion and the Rose having beer time. So we skip that stuff. As travelers, we have that luxury of saying,
true.
Don't do that.
Right.
You don't need to.
True.
No matter where you are, find the watering hole or find the nature spot. Don't do the traffic if you don't have to. You know, it's, we get so strung out, like, oh, we must be at the hotel at this time. Maybe not. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just pull over and get out of it. Because, you know, I don't like rush hour traffic. I don't like the back-to-back, bumper-to-bumper, then someone hits you. Mm-mm. No, I just, you know what? I'm going to pull over. I'm going to go have dinner early or something. I don't know, go for a walk somewhere. I don't know. If you have that option, I'm just saying it's so much better on your body. You don't get stressed out. Mm-hmm. If you don't need to get stressed out, don't do it. And if you are stressed out, it sounds like you need to go on a paddle with some beer and some nature and good music and stay in a really awesome place like the Lion and the Rose. I'm just saying. And that's a beautiful neighborhood to go walk out around, you know? And then the cemetery, I always promote your cemetery. I love your cemetery. And listen, like, and when you walk through there, if you're stressed out, go walk in the cemetery. It might kind of remind you to enjoy life a little bit more instead of being stressed out, you know, but a lot of famous people are buried in that cemetery, or I should say laid to rest. You've got, well, O. Henry, the writer, Thomas Wolfe, the writer. But really it's just such a peaceful place to go for a morning walk. Before Steve cooks up an amazing breakfast. So did you serve tater tots over Memorial weekend? I was just thinking people may need them.
No, not over the weekend. We actually did this morning.
I will let you know that Nancy made us tater tots for breakfast the other morning, just because of you guys.
Oh, yeah?
You've got her hooked. You've got her all hooked up in this. That's listen, tell everybody about the tater tots, because this is like the ultimate, you know, bed and breakfast. There's the la-di-da stuff, and then there's the Sunday morning brunch with a beer mosa that you may really need. And Steve and Karen know what you need. And the beer mosa with the tater tots. Listen, you're supposed to have fun. You don't need to be stuffy at bed and breakfast. You know,
you want
to have fun. Yeah. So Steve, tell everybody about tater tots.
Well, we take some tater tots and we'll heat up the waffle iron, put them in there and cook them until they're nice and crispy on the outside. Then we shave some cheese on top of them, then put a nice egg on top of that and give a couple strips of bacon and you're set to go.
And you do the little muffins with them too. The tater tot muffins.
Yeah, the little tater cups.
Oh yeah, we do that too with those tater tots. Yeah, those are the ones we'll do inside a muffin tin. We'll take some tater tots and we'll thaw them out and squish them inside the muffin tins real good, and then hollow them out, put an egg inside them and cook them for about 15 minutes, put some cheese, or don't really put cheese on top of those ones, but a little salt and pepper and those easy bite size or a couple bite size, I would say.
They're delicious. Cody, I think we need to go see you after that, don't you think? It's, you know, for a little munchies there. Well, thank you all for joining us. This sounds like the perfect way to kick off the great outdoors month of June and rest through the summer. Cody, you go all the way through mid-fall, right?
Yeah, into late October.
Ah, so some of the hikes you do, we may see fall colors then.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing I wanted to add too, we talked about the Cedar Rock hike. I also do a half-day hike up on the Blue Ridge Parkway. That's not nearly as challenging, much more gentle and easygoing if people don't have the energy or the time for the whole day. So there's two hiking options.
Oh, cool. So yeah, so half day off of the Blue Ridge. So that would be in the Pisgah National Forest too?
Yeah, yep.
Cool. And that's beautiful.
Very nice.
It's so green. And do you see water when you do that one?
No, this one has just a nice mountain view. You're kind of looking down on the watershed area of Asheville, where all the good beer water comes from.
Yeah, hey, definitely
protect that resource. I'm just saying, we love that. Well, everyone, again, it's cedarrockadventures.com and lion-rose.com. Everything's in the show notes. I also see it up in the next issue of our big weekly blend magazine. And so keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We're here every first Tuesday having another great adventure in Asheville. Beer, floating, hiking, art. I mean, come on. And tater tots. Everybody's going to have a good time.
Yeah, we don't like tater tots.
Perfect combination.
That's right. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.